Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning, we're joined in the studio by Ms. Camille Ziegler, who is the president of the Atlanta Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Welcome, Ms. Ziegler.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So we're here to talk about the Celebration of Excellence, which is coming up on April 14th. But before we talk about that, this celebration is celebrating people who have participated in justice reform. Tell our listeners how this subject became the purview of a sorority alumni chapter.
Well, when I became president, I met Fulton County Solicitor Keith Gamage, and we were talking about expungement as well as prison reform. And he said, we've got to do something to save our young people. And I agree, because as you know, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority is a public service organization where we serve the citizens of each of our communities. And we serve the citizens in Atlanta, Fulton County. So I wanted to make a difference for our chapter. So we said, this is what we've got to do. We've got to save more of our young people.
And you all had an expungement program event. I think you mentioned you all were expecting a little bit over 400 people. Tell our listeners about that event and the outcome.
We planned for 450 people. That was the number we had on Friday, January 26th. The morning of January 27th, it was pouring down rain. We had over 1,500 people to show up to try to get their records expunged.
And what does getting your record expunged mean, and how did people go about doing that?
It means that people who had minor crimes or who were never even charged with any kind of
misdemeanor
or and certainly not a felony. So they were able to go in and get their records expunged so that, number one, they would be able to get jobs. Number two, they would be able to vote. Number three, it means they would be paying taxes. Number four, they become productive citizens. And that's what we really want. We wanted to give our young people an opportunity to have a chance at life.
And you mentioned some people hadn't been charged. They may have been arrested, and it was just sitting there with nothing had happened. It was maybe dismissed, but it was just still sitting there.
Many of them were just sitting there. They had not been charged for any crime. I was talking to a young lady who told me that she had gotten into an altercation with her significant other, and the police were called. They did not arrest her. They gave her a ticket, and as a result, she had a record.
So these are sometimes very simple things that people, it impacts your life. As you mentioned, you can't vote. It's hard to be hired. You may not be able to rent an apartment. So these are things that are weighing on our community members, preventing them from becoming productive citizens.
And they also cannot get loans, so that means, or any kind of financial assistance, which means that they cannot pursue post-secondary education.
So this became a real charge for your organization.
This became a real charge for Atlanta Alumni Chapter.
And so the Celebration of Excellence that's happening on April 14th, that's in support of the people who are leading justice reform in our community.
Well, not just justice reform. We are looking at lots of outstanding citizens who have done great things in the city of Atlanta. And what we call them is they are transformative visionaries who are dedicated to serving the global community. And we are going to recognize the governor for the work, Governor Nathan Deal, for the work that he has done with justice reform.
And justice reform was greatly needed in our state, where I think the statistic is 1 in 30 adults are part of the probation system.
Absolutely, even. Absolutely. And since the governor started this, the lowest number of African Americans who entered the prison system since 1987 is what happened in 2002. So this is a great thing. And in 2008, Georgia experienced tremendous decreases in the in overall crime. It was down over 24%. And fortunately for our young African Americans, the percentage of those imprisoned went down 6%.
And what a lot of people, governors, community members are realizing that the amount of money we're paying to lock people up on an annual basis is almost more than the amount of money you're paying for the people who work in the prison, who watch the locked up citizens. I mean, we are really wasting a lot of human capital. And I think one of the things that the Governor Deal realized and has said is that it's not sustainable to continue to lock up citizens.
And it's not, especially for minor crimes. If you've done something, then once you've done your time, then you ought to be able to come back into society and become productive. Now, there are thousands and thousands who are waiting to be charged, as we said. These are the people who we really want to work with, and we thank the governor for what the role he's played so that we can give them an opportunity to get their records expunged, to help them to get jobs so that they can become productive citizens. Also at the expungement, we had a career fair where people were able to get jobs on the spot the moment their records were expunged.
Isn't that amazing? Just this one little event by the Deltas here, the alumni chapter in Atlanta, is changing the life of citizens, but also changing the life of community. Because as you have continued to say, you can become a productive citizen and contribute to the society as opposed to weighing it down.
Yes, absolutely. And that is our hope. That is our desire. And that is why we're working so hard with this specific project.
Now, Ms. Camille Ziegler, tell our listeners just a little bit more about Delta Sigma Theta. If they don't know about the organization, let them know what it is that you all are doing besides this expungement project in the community.
Well, we do lots of things in the community. Right now, Atlanta alumni, in addition to our expungement, we worked with, during the Christmas holidays, we worked with over 100 homeless children where we provided them with Christmas. And it was not just a toy. We actually provided them with a December to remember Christmas. In addition to that, each of these children received a piece of luggage so that when they left the shelter, they would have something to take their gifts in. We wanted to give them some dignity and worth, especially during the Christmas holidays. And to children, Christmas is for children.
That is exactly it. For our listeners who may want to get involved, volunteer, reach out, help, how can they get involved with the organization?
Many of the activities that we do are public service. So those people who would like to come and volunteer, please visit our website at AtlantaAlumniDST.org. Again, that's AtlantaAlumniDST.org to see the kinds of public service activities that we are doing. These public activities are open to the public, and we love for people to come and volunteer and help us in the many activities that we're doing to try to improve the lives of people in Atlanta.
And if there is someone who missed the expungement event that was held in January and they're in need of this assistance, how can they reach out?
Well, now they can call it, they can email Atlanta Alumni and we will direct them as to where they need to go. They can also go directly to the Fulton County Solicitor General's office, and that's probably the quickest way for them to get the information that they need to get their records expunged.
This is wonderful. This is great information. It's great for family members. It's great for citizens who want to become more productive, who want to give back to their community and just have that one little thing keeping them from moving forward. Ms. Ziegler, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with our listeners today. And I am sure the Celebration of Excellence on April 14th is going to truly be a celebration.
Thank you so very much. Now, one last thing. Since our Celebration of Excellence is a fundraiser, this is our major fundraiser, and what we do, all proceeds will go to helping to defray the cost of college for many deserving students. So April the 14th, please come out, join Atlanta Alumni. We will be at the Marriott Marquis. Please visit our website at AtlantaAlumniDST.org. You will get all the information you need in terms of how to purchase tickets for that event. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so very much. And that website again is AtlantaAlumniDST.org.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ms. Ziegler. Thank you.